The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining me this morning. I know you got the bacon going, right? You got the eggs going, coffee, tea. You really should be inviting me to your kitchen. You know that. But anyway, we're going to cover a lot of topics here. GPS for Your Finances. We're actually going to answer your questions. Questions and answers is the topic for this morning, GPS for Your Finances. And we're also going to tell you later how to get a book for free, the perfect companion to the show at GPS for Your Finances. So let's jump right into questions and answers. These are the questions I hear over the course of this past year. I've been doing this for about 28 years. Been licensed since 1989. And it's so funny. Some of the same questions that we fielded in the early 1990s still come true today. So the first question I want to answer, will Social Security be around? It's not really a tricky question. I'm actually pretty black and white in this one. I do believe it will be around. Now, the way they're handling it, of course, is by you paying more taxes into it, or if you're working, paying more taxes into what's known as FICA. And if you're self-employed or you have a couple of employees, you have pay FICA yourself and for your employees. But anyway, I do think Social Security is going to be around because they are raising taxes to pay for it. Also, what's kind of interesting, we do know for most people now, at age 66, one can get full Social Security. But did you know someone who's much, much younger, like in their 20s or 30s, may not start collecting until they're in their 70s? So that's how they fix Social Security, right? So one way to fix it is to raise revenues in the system, otherwise known as taxes. And the other way to do that is push back the years which you get started. So yes, I do believe Social Security is going to be around. I think you could plan for it in retirement. Now, you wouldn't have Social Security as your only source of income in retirement. But look, there's a lot of naysayers out there. There's a lot of negative news and press about Social Security and, you know, how well it's funded and so forth. But this is really important for the politicians. I mean, I don't think any politician wants to go up there and say, hey, you know what, let's get rid of Social Security, because they won't get elected. So we do have that kind of in the background as well. Now, as far as Social Security, for many years, we used to get in the mail a nice little one-pager that showed how much money we made each year, how much money we could expect at 62 years old, which is the earliest you can get Social Security, at 66, which is considered full, or at age 70, it would actually show those different numbers. We don't get that anymore. They don't send it by mail. I guess saving 50 cents or 49 cents though they're the government, so I don't know how they save money. So for you to find out what you're doing with Social Security, you really need to go socialsecurity.org. I encourage you to at least once a year, and then print it off. I know it sounds funny, like we used to get it printed, now you have to go online. So go online, socialsecurity.org. I say to do that for a couple of reasons. One, to make sure they have the right earnings. Sometimes they don't get it right, and that's going to mess up your computation. And two, for your own planning, you could see really how much money you can get at 62, 66, or age 70 for that matter. So do that. That's your first task. I know you're just waking up. You just have the coffee brewing. But it's good for any age. If you're 20 years old, 60 years old, whatever the age is, you should definitely be checking socialsecurity.org, because you're not going to get it by mail anymore. Now, as far as looking at Social Security, and we use projections quite a bit. We look at, when we do financial planning, we call it GPS for your retirement. But when we do financial planning, we take a look at what sources of income you'll have to meet the expenses. So let's say your expenses will be $50,000 a year. We know that can rise over time with inflation, a little bit at a time, right? But with Social Security, we do not use cost of living adjustment increases anymore, because the government's been really stingy about that, right? The last couple of years, they haven't added to the inflation or to your monthly check. So therefore, we're not going to use that. So let's say you get $2,000 a month. Yes, you have to pay taxes on it. But we're not going to say, gee, 2 years later, you're going to have $2,100 a month. It just doesn't happen. If it does, what's going to happen, if you do get an increase in Social Security, it'd be offset by usually Plan B or Plan D of Medicaid. Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Welcome. Hope you have a great Sunday, and you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances right here in WHUD every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. The roosters go cock-a-doodle-doo, and then you know it's time to listen to us here, Mahoney Asset Management, GPS for Your Finances. And today's topic, questions and answers, questions you come up with, and hopefully answers Well, at least hopefully you like the answers I come up with. So we just covered Social Security. I do believe it's going to be around. I think you should go to socialsecurity.org and see what your specific number is going to be, what it looks like down the road. When we use projections, and we definitely use a lot of projections at Mahoney Asset Management to see where people are going to be when it comes to expenses and income, those projections are really important to us. But with Social Security, we're not going to be adding on any cost of living adjustments like you may have in a pension. Though it may happen for you, we prefer to use a very conservative estimate on that. Now, what's kind of tricky is when do you start receiving Social Security? So there's so many different answers, but I'll make it really clear. If you are working between the ages of 62 to 66, do not start collecting to get your full amount of Social Security at age 66 or 66 and 3 months or 66 and 6 months. I'll say that again. So if you're working, what happens if you make more than $14,000 a year? I think that's a 2016 number, but 2017, I think it's $14,100. But if you make more than $14,000 a year, the money that you get in Social Security goes back in the form of taxes. So be really clear here. If you're going to be working in that little span, do not take Social Security. Now, should you take Social Security at 62. Now, for some people, that's really a big source of income. They're going to need to. They don't have a choice. If you have a choice, though, you want to defer that. Put it this way. Let's say you were to get $1,000 a month, keep it simple, at age 62. Each year you defer, it goes up over 8%. Now, there's nothing on this planet that will give you an 8% return guarantee. Even the stock market's doing well. We know how quickly that can change. CDs are paying 1 to 1.25%. But for the U.S. government, Social Security, at 62, 63, compounding, 64 and so forth, the way up to age 66, is over 8% a year. So as much as you can, we encourage you to hold off to try to get it to age 66 or later. So that's our kind of way of looking at Social Security. We do believe it's going to be around for a long time. We want you to take a look and make sure they have your right numbers and you can plan for that. When you do any projections about Social Security, don't factor in cost of living adjustments. And when you take Social Security, it's really important, especially around in this area. There's so many different Social Security offices you can go into, set up an appointment and talk through the agent there and go through to make sure. And times there's divorces, there's deaths. If you're not sure, you can call them, set up an appointment, and then look at your situation. So it's always hard for me to give specific advice for everybody that's out there. But I know those people that, let's say you're 55 years old and you got divorced. You can't really start collecting until your husband turns 62 or your wife turns 62. So that's a little caveat there. And of course, there's a whole bunch of little things. If a spouse passes away, you could get bumped up to theirs or half of yours. There's always like little mechanics things. I won't get to all the permutations that can happen with Social Security other than saying if you have a special situation such as someone retiring, a death of a spouse, or a divorce, then by all means, set up a meeting with Social Security. Get to know all the different numbers, put it in front of you, and put pen to paper. And we'll be right back after these messages here, GPS for your finances.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. You just heard from Mike Bennett how to get the book for free right here in WHUD. Well, guess what? The first 20 callers will get the book for free, Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide to Financial Security. Now, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but because you're up bright and early, and I mean early this morning, you're going to get the book for free. Ready for the phone number? 845-371-0101. Just what Mike spoke about again, my book, GPS for Financial Security, 845-371-0101. The early bird gets the worm. So the first 20 callers will get that book for free. And today we're covering questions and answers. And I get a lot of questions about Social Security, which we covered in the first segment, about getting organized, calling or actually go online to socialsecurity.org, see where you are. And also when to take Social Security. Again, everyone's different, but the outlie basically is between 62 to 66. If you're working, do not collect Social Security. Wait till you you full term at age 66 or more. So, you know, I get a lot of questions about the stock market. I'm on a lot on CNBC, Fox Business as a guest financial contributor. And of course, they always throw those things at me and I always try to duck that answer because we really don't know. I mean, historically, the stock market has gone up 7% a year for eons as average. But then again, we never have an average market, right? We either have a boom or bust. And so I wouldn't even use a 7% that's been historical because we can't go back in time and we don't know going forward what it is. But I do want to remind people that stock markets definitely have cycles to them. And that, you know, I always tell people, you know, why market feels really good right now and the statements look really good. Be careful about being too complacent. Again, I don't know the next correction coming or the next downside. I'm not here to scare anybody. Just know that these things go through cycles. And there's an old Wall Street saying that the stock market goes up by way of escalator and comes down by way of elevator. Let me explain. So escalator means a little bit at a time. You're on an escalator, goes up. You get your statements, you feel comfortable, get more statements, it keeps going up. But when it comes down the market, it comes down by way of elevator. You know, 4, 5, 6 floors at a time. And you saw that. You saw back in, you know, 2005, 2006, 2007, the market going up every statement. And when it came down in 2008, 2009, it came down probably, I don't know how many stories, maybe 10, 12 stories, giving back some, in some cases, 8, 10 years worth of gains. And some people were saying, hey, my 401k is a 201k plan. Funny, but not that funny. So we're not suggesting that we have another 2008, but remember that when the market does turn, it happens quickly. So you don't really get a chance to be proactive. So little by little, if you think the market's getting high, or your risk tolerance is not there for it, you could always incrementally make some changes. I also think about the cycles. You know, in the late 1990s, like 1999 was a .com, and remember everybody had to upgrade their computers because for some reason, these people who programmed it wouldn't go back to 2000, go to 1900, as weird as that is. So a lot of companies had to push hard for software, hardware. We had this big boom. And then 2000 came along called the tech wreck. And in 2001, we had September 11th and the terrorist attacks, and that obviously impacted our economy and so forth, and into 2002. I say that because, you know, we go through cycles, and so the late 90s were really strong, and then we had 3 years in a row of kind of a bear market. Then we got going again, and then we had 2008. Now, where are we now? Sheesh, you know, we're, you know, 8 years into this, the market's moving higher. I don't know when it's going to change, and I don't know what the things that are going to change it. But I do know that at some point, we were going to take that elevator ride back, and you just want to be mindful that that does happen. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. I'm glad you're joining me this morning, making coffee and tea. Very selfishly, you're drinking it yourself and not sharing with me, but I do have my cup of coffee here. So I'm glad you're joining us every Sunday morning right here at WHUD 100.7. Such a great station. So glad to be a part of this. So be part of your morning routine. Hopefully you're getting something out of this. And again, we're going to come up later and give you a chance to win a book for free. But we're covering questions and answers today. We covered Social Security, the stock market. Again, I don't really have any prediction on that. And those who live by the crystal ball often eat glass. I want to be really careful not to eat any glass. So the stock market. And the really the most important thing about the stock market and how it operates, there's a lot of noise out there, of course, with what's happened in Washington, some of the hot spots, geopolitical spots around the world, North Korea, Russia, just to name a few. You know, there's all these things that are kind of at it. But at the end of the day, it really comes back to companies' earnings. If we have a decent environment, you know, kind of, I think we're in almost this Goldilocks environment economy-wise. Not too hot that the Fed has to raise rates too much. Not too cold. Companies can go out and increase their earnings capability. We're kind of in this really kind of good spot for the stock market right now, which feels pretty good. But at the end of the day, there's so many things that are out there and so many things competing for the news that sometimes investors forget about what's real, what's not real. And I just want to say this for you. Let's use this test. So if companies have better earnings, they can buy back stock, they can increase their dividends, they could buy the competitors, a whole bunch of good things happen. If they have negative earnings, you know what happens then? They lay people off and that vicious cycle. But it's important to know about earnings because at the end of the day, while there is a lot of news all swirling around, if you notice, it's kind of Teflon to the market. It really doesn't stick. And if it does stick, it only sticks for like a day or two and the market goes right back up again, it seems. But the reason why is that corporate earnings in general have been pretty good. Most of these companies that reported recently have beat their expectations and companies' earnings are doing pretty well. So the real test is when you have a news story, let's say about Donald Trump Jr., does that impact corporate earnings? Well, if it does, then yeah, that will impact the market. But if it doesn't impact corporate earnings, you know, to me, it's something I would filter out. And again, something else may pop up again down the road. Let's say in Europe, and if it doesn't impact corporate earnings, to me, again, while it is news, it's something you may want to track and follow, it really doesn't impact the market, at least in my belief. So I think the test that I always use, and I want to share with you so you don't get nervous about every little headline that you read. And by the way, if you pick up the cover of any newspaper this weekend, you read all the yucky things that are happening in the world. Remember, that's what sells, right? But you have to test and take a look at whether it's going to impact the stock markets, companies and their earnings and so forth. In a lot of cases, it does not. So that's why when people say, wait a second, I don't get this. All these crazy things happening in Washington that make for good Saturday Night Live Saturday nights, in case you saw it last night, it's really quite amazing that the market doesn't move lower with all these yucky uncertainty and all the things that are happening and Russia affecting our elections and all these things. And I say because the market has always have dealt with politicians, dealt with foreign problems, dealt with hotspots around the world. It's been kind of our nature. We always, there's never a time you pick up a newspaper. I challenge you, pick up a paper 6 years ago or 12 years ago, 14 years ago, something you may have in your basement still, and pick up the headlines. There's always something negative. There's always something going on. But the biggest test will always come down to corporate earnings. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney. I'm glad you're joining us. Today's topic, questions and answers that you have. We're going to answer them right here on WHD. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Hopefully you're enjoying your breakfast. And you just heard from Mike Bennett, WHED, offer my books for free this morning. So the first 20 callers, talk about the early bird gets the worm. That's you. Get your pen and paper. Okay, waiting. No, not a, yeah, you can use pencil. That's fine. Okay, fine. So go in that drawer where you keep all your pens and paper. Actually, there's going to be a drawer someday you're going to find in life. All those pens you lost, like 800 of them, you're going to open up a drawer one day and they're all going to fall out. I promise you that. I would say that. So anyway, get your pen and paper in hand. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. That's for a free book, Life on Your Terms, a GPS guide for financial security. And again, it sells on Amazon for $17.99, Barnes & Noble, $17.99. But because you're joining us this morning, the first 20 callers, like Mike said, gets the book for free. 845-371-0101. And today we're answering your questions and answers that come up. We tackle Social Security. We tackle the stock market. If there's any such thing as tackling that topic. You know, what comes up quite a bit is about inheriting stock. And again, I don't want to give tax advice. And anytime we mention anything, we're not, of course, recommending people buy stocks or sell stocks or give tax advice. This is general in nature. Yes. So where are we as far as inheriting stock? So let's say mom bought IBM at $5 a share many moons ago, and now the stock's 150. IBM actually hasn't done too well lately, but IBM's really, again, we have a lot of IBM stock in this area. And they give you that stock and you go to sell that stock. Guess what? You have to pay from cost basis, $5 a share, all the way up to $150 a share. You have to pay long-term capital gain tax on that transaction. So mom or dad's alive, they transfer shares in your name. It has a very low cost basis, meaning that they pay very little for it and now it's worth a lot more. You go to sell it, that's when you'll be paying the piper, so to speak. Now the confusion is mom and dad passes away in the same example, and now you inherit IBM at $150 a share. Again, I'm just rounding it up. I think I'm rounding it up. I don't think IBM's $150 again. It's $150 a share. But mom and dad pass away, you inherit IBM $150. You go to sell it now, they have a stepped up cost basis of $150 since both mom and dad passed away. That means you go to sell it, you're not paying taxes. Now, so there's a lot of planning around this. So when people have bought stocks for many, many years and give to the children while they're alive, and sometimes you need it. Sometimes they want to help out with a purchase of a home or college tuition or all these nice things that grandparents do. you have to be reminded that you will be paying taxes on mom or dad's cost basis when they bought it maybe umpteen years ago. But for planning purposes, ideally, if there's any way to plan around this, when mom and dad pass away and you inherit this stock or a stock, and now they passed, let's say, January 4th this year, 2017, that is now the date of which you transferred, and that is the cost basis now, is the date of death, in that example, January 4th, 2017. So there's some planning around this. I don't want to give full advice, but this question comes up quite a bit about inheriting stock or getting stock or transferring a stock. And the best thing I can say, if you could plan for it, for the ones who receive the stock, after death benefits, at least as far as tax is concerned. Of course, any of these strategies, I'm tackling some tough questions here today. You guys make it hard. But any of these strategies, you always check with your tax professional or attorney. And this is general information. And so if you're just tuning in, this is a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, MahoneyGPS.com. You'll hear us on WHUD every morning, every afternoon, give the market report. So my market report comes on about 8:25 every morning, 8:25, 8:30, Mike and Casey in the morning. And then we also do one around 5:10, 5:15 in the afternoon, the WHUD market index we cover. So Mahoney Asset Management here, we're quite a bit around the dollar here at WHUD. Every Sunday morning, you'll find us here at 6 a.m. and every weekday morning at 8:25. And again, in the afternoon around 5:15, you'll hear us. So what's another area that people ask a lot about? They hear a lot about tax-free bonds and what are they and how do they work? And there's no such thing as anything tax-free. So let's go back. In New York State, there's a lot of different municipalities like the Port Authority, Tribal Bridge and Tunnel, MTA. Think about the Tappan Zee Bridge. A lot of that's built on municipal bonds. What are municipal bonds? Again, they're issued by these large entities, Port Authority when they're doing a project, MTA, New York State General Obligation, and in dividends from those entities, from these municipalities, whether it's individual bond, tax-free bond fund, or an ETF bond fund, all the income exempt from federal taxes and state taxes. So if you're in a high tax bracket, this is something to take a look at. And once again, I have to give a disclaimer. I love answering your questions, but unfortunately with radio, I only give you general advice. You can't get too specific. But in general, these tax-free bond funds have been safe over time. Again, always check into the risk and whether it fits your situation. But what's really interesting about tax-free bonds, because they ever said, no, there's not such thing as something that's tax-free. Yes, they do, because you're investing in an entity which is helping public works. Bridges, tunnels, airports, dorms that they're building, let's say, around colleges, all these kind of public projects or road work and all these things are built by municipalities. In New York City, I don't know how many municipalities there are, but can you think about the Port Authority, how big that is? You know, take it from JFK and from the ships that come in and all the money that comes in, all the money that goes out. The MTA, I know people get mad at them, of course, but, you know, all the people they transfer every day, all the revenues that come in because of that, and all the revenues that go out, you know, for the employees and so forth. But at the end of the day, what kind of makes this all work is that they exempt the interest from federal and state taxes to give people incentive to put money into these type of projects. So tax-free bond funds, I can't say I recommend them for you or not, but certainly that's a question that comes up quite a bit for a lot of investors and how they work. So that's kind of how they work. Port Authority, Tribal Bridge and Tunnel, I think. They issue bonds and sometimes bond funds, if you want to buy those, they buy a whole bunch of different bonds, but the interest is exempt from federal and state taxes. Question comes up quite a bit about stop-loss orders. What are stop-loss orders? So let's say you bought Apple at $160 a share. You could put a sell order in, let's say at $150. So if it goes below $150, automatically sell. So this is gives you kind of a circuit breaker, so to speak. Now, I should say not all stop-loss orders are orderly. Sometimes you may have a stop-loss at $150, and because of bad news, it may open up at $85 a share. Well, you can get $85 a share. But for those who feel like they need a discipline, people are really good about buying stock. You know, they hear from their Uncle Joe. They watch a program on cable. They may read about it, and they buy the stock. But they really don't have a good chance or a good sense of when to sell a stock. That's always the hardest thing for individual investors. Do you agree? So a stop-loss order may be kind of interesting for some people where you buy a stock at 160, you put a stop-loss at 150, protect your downside. But let's say now the stock goes to 180, you can now raise your stop to 170 and keep increasing it until the stock goes below. Now, I'm not suggesting that you do that, but I do want to share with you what stop-loss orders are, and this is one way to protect your downside. Well, I enjoyed the show this morning. I'm glad you're here with me. I hope you learned a lot about Social Security, about the stock market, about inheriting stock, about tax-free bond funds. We covered a lot of ground today. Again, a perfect companion. I'll give you one last time a phone number to get the book free. A perfect companion to this show is Life on Your Terms, a GPS guide to financial security. And you can get that by calling 845-371-4255. 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.